Hi, this is Arena Shanks, and thank you for tuning into my digital speaking assignment. My topic of discussion is the lack of female representation in the fashion industry. Each year, the United States creates trillions of dollars in revenue from the production of goods and services. The fashion industry has and continues to be a prominent component of our thriving economy. The fashion industry remains to be one of the few industries with the least amount of criticism regarding gender inequality in the workplace. Majority of the industry's success and financial gains are generated by women, which often leads to the assumption that the industry is owned and operated by women for women. In 2012, Fashionista released a list of the top 10 highest paid CEOs in fashion, all of whom were male and a majority with business degrees. Studies have shown that women have surpassed their male counterparts in academic achievements, offering a larger, broader spectrum of candidates of both men and women to choose from for high-ranking executive positions. Historically, men have and continue to dominate the fashion industry, although women make up roughly 70 to 80% of all consumer purchasing. In regard to women making up such a significant portion of the customer base, it would be essential to have women contributing to executive decisions made on behalf of the female consumer population. According to McKinsey, companies in the top quartile for gender diversity are 15% more likely to have financial returns above the respective national industry medians. As well, there are several other studies that can attest to the pros and positive aspects of having a gender-balanced workspace. Not only are their companies making higher return of interest, but are embracing the new wave of diversity and inclusion with people of different backgrounds offering new outlooks towards ideas and innovations. There are many obstacles women face in the workforce, not just in the fashion industry. Women make up nearly half the workforce. They receive more college and graduate degrees than men. In spite of that, on average, women earn distinctively less than their male counterparts. In 2015, females who were considered full-time annual employees made only 80 cents per every dollar earned by men, creating a gender wage gap of 20%. According to a recent regression analysis of federal data by IWPR, equal pay would cut poverty among working women and their families by more than half and add $513 billion to the national economy, according to women in the States. Within the modeling realm of the fashion industry, female models are paid more than male models. The aesthetic of the female model is often more valued and accepted in comparison to the average male model, leading to the increase in demand for a high-ranking female model, further broadening the pay gap. Although it is clear that women dominate in the lower positions in the fashion industry, there still remains a great deal of work to be done in order for women to have a solid representation in higher ranking positions in the industry. Due to the lack of female representation in the top earning positions such as a CEO, head designer at a popular fashion house, or even being a creative director for a well-respected fashion magazine, it creates a diversion from having a comprehensive workforce. The number of women in middle management has grown quite rapidly in the last two decades. However, the number of female CEOs in large corporations remains extremely low. The barriers that prevent women from ascending to senior management positions in large corporations have often been described by the metaphor, the glass ceiling, a transparent barrier which prevents women from moving up the corporate ladder past a certain point. However, the glass ceiling does not represent a singular obstacle, but rather several diverse and pervasive forms of gender bias that often occur in the workplace. Considering the female achievement no longer being a crucial issue in American society in terms of education, why is it that there continues to be an absence of women among the top-ranking positions in the fashion industry? The executive position holders determine the nature of the structures in the fashion industry, and similar to other industries, executives are typically male. Men dominate the industry as designers and CEOs, and also tend to advance more quickly than women in this industry. As mentioned before, women are the top consumers in the fashion industry, but only 3% of creative director positions in fashion are made up of women. Women occupy just a third of the top jobs in fashion. In this particular industry, women are ceaselessly being denied equal possibilities to advance to positions of authority because of the structures established by their dominating male counterparts. As I bring my podcast on this topic to an end, I've compiled a list of ways to engage with the fashion industry to help bring awareness to these issues. Magazines play an important role in the fashion industry. By writing letters to the editors-in-chief of well-known magazines like W Mag, Marie Claire, Vogue, and Harper's Bazaar, expressing your feelings of support or lack thereof towards the number of females in power positions. As well, to further express wants and concerns, you have the option to address these issues directly by reaching out to major fashion houses and brands that may lack diversity and inclusion in their management, marketing, and design teams through email or handwritten letters expressing your concerns. In my conclusion, as we continue to advance and grow as a society, we as individuals and as a community must continue to fight and strive for equal rights for both men and women, as well as the individuals who consider themselves to be outside of the traditional gender spectrum. And that's a wrap. Thank you guys for tuning into my podcast.